In nature, when we see around, we don't see majority of the plants are affected with either disease or pests. This might be because the plant is non-host, or plant might have deployed some sort of resistance to majority of the pathogens or pests. So actually, plant has multiple layers of defense. Today I'm going to talk mostly on two types of resistance. One is basal resistance, and another is vis-specific resistance. Basal resistance is, we find in most of the plants, it's very non-specific and it's not very strong enough to limit the growth of pathogen or pest. But vis-specific resistance works in a gene per gene manner, is very strong, and it completely abolishes in most of the situation development of disease and pest. One of the example is this MI gene in tomato, which was originally identified to confer resistance to root knot nematodes, and now we know it also confers resistance to potato aphids, white flies, and tomato psyllid. And to date, it remains only the gene cloned for these pathogens or these pests. So our lab basically works with understanding the tomato and root knot nematode interaction, and in the meantime we also study tomato and aphid interaction. And for that we've been using two basic approaches, genetic approach and virus induced gene silencing. In plant these two biochemical hormones, salicylic acid and jasminic acid, are known to have a role in plant defense. In our lab, we have shown previously that salicylic acid has a role in basal as well as MI-mediated defense to potato aphids in tomato. And these two hormones, depending on the situation and depending on the pest and specific pathogen, they are synergistic and antagonistic. So it's very specific to the type of interaction. So in our lab, while doing some gene expression studies, we found that proteinase inhibitors are transiently expressed very early in tomato and aphid interactions, and these proteinase inhibitors are known to be activated by jasminic acid, and their expression is induced by wounding. And later we found that other infection processes also activate the expression of these proteinase inhibitors. Since these proteinase inhibitors are implicated to be activated by jasminic acid, so we asked the question of the role of this jasminic acid in basal as well as MI-mediated resistance to potato aphid in tomato. And for that, we use this genetic approach, and we acquire these mutants known as this jasminic acid insensitive mutant, which is basically has mutation in Fbox CoA1 protein, and these plants are able to produce jasminic acid but are not able to perceive it for the downstream signaling. So the plants are obviously insensitive to jasminic acid. So first we evaluated those plants to understand the role of jasminic acid in basal defense to aphid in tomato. In our choice assay, we found that higher number of aphids colonize these mutants than wild-type plants. But in our no-choice experiment, the survival and aphid fecundity, we did not see any significant difference. As I said, these proteinase inhibitors are expression of proteinase inhibitors are affected by wounding. And then what we did, we did not have this MI background in these mutants. So to understand the role of this JA pathway in MI-mediated resistance, we made genetic crosses. And that's a BFNJI cross. And to make sure that these plants are insensitive to jasmonic acid, we check the expression of this proteinase inhibitor 1. As I already explained that these genes are expressed by wounding, you see here this is RNA blot in this BFN, this is wild-type plant. You see this very early, this proteinase inhibitor is expressed. And this in this wild-type, this is completely ableist. And the most important for us, this crosses, there is also the expression of any level of proteinase inhibitors. And aphid infestation also, there is expression in BFN, but it's completely ableist in mutant, and so is in this cross. So it means this cross is indeed jasmonic acid insensitive. And we use this cross to understand the role of the JA in MI mediated defense. As you see here, this MI plant, which has MI resistant gene and is insensitive to jasmonate, is as resistant as genetically resistant BFN plant, showing that jasmonic acid doesn't have a role in MI mediated defense. And that's the phenotype. And as you see, this aphids were doing very well on this mutant. So based on what we knew and what I just talked, the salicylic acid has a role in basal defense as well as MI-mediated defense to potato aphids in tomato. Jasmonic, specifically this Ki1-mediated jasmonids, they have some role in basal defense, but we didn't see any role in MI-mediated defense. As I already told you that we've been using virus-induced gene silencing to understand the signaling components of MI-mediated defense. Virus-induced gene silencing is a plant defense mechanism by which plant defense machinery recognizes replicating RNA viruses, particularly double-strand RNA, and this defense mechanism degrades this double-strand RNA. If this if the plant virus carries a portion of plant gene while replicating, it also replicates that portion of plant gene. But the plant defense machinery will not be able to distinguish the portion of gene carried by RNA virus and its own endogenous gene. And while degrading virus, it also degrades its own endogenous mRNA of the gene. While doing so, it silences the function of its own gene. So it's basically tricking the plant. If using that approach, we wanted to know that this tobacco rattle virus best vector system, which is widely used, works for us. And this is an example of silencing phytoene desaturase gene, which is part of photosynthesis, carotenoid biosynthesis pathway. And indeed, this vector works for us. Then to make sure that it works in our system, first we silence MI gene itself. And as seen here, silencing MI gene, we see the reproduction and the colonization of aphid comparable to the susceptible tomato plant. So this indeed shows that this tobacco rattle virus best big system works for silencing in tomato. In defense gene, this SGT1, HSP90, and RAR1 are known to have a role in very early in defense system. It's been well characterized in other arginine-mediated defense, and they act very early, most likely by forming a complex with defense gene. So we question what is the role of these genes in MI-mediated defense to tomato. Aphid in tomato. In tomato, two SGT1 gene exists, and SGT11 was available publicly, and then we cloned the second SGT12, and then we made gene-specific silencing construct for SGT12 and SGT11. Silencing SGT11 attenuates MI-mediated resistance, but silencing SGT12 did not attenuate MI-mediated resistance. And silencing R1 did not attenuate any level of resistance, while silencing HSP90-1 attenuates MI-mediated resistance. So this tells us SGT11 and HSP90-1 has a role in MI-mediated resistance to potato aphids. So based on what we know by now, this is a working model for us. And we have previously shown that besides these genes, we also need this RME1 for MI-mediated defense in tomato for aphid. So most likely, the defense complex consists of this HSP90 and SGT1 guarding RME1. And upon detection of this AVR protein, and conformational change will occur most likely in RME1, and that conformational change is recognized by this defense complex, and this downstream piagen expression will be activated. And further downstream component consists of this salicylic acid, MIF, TGA, and WRK transcription family. So with this, I'd like to acknowledge my major advisor, Dr. Iswik Alosian, and other people who helped me in this project, Chile and Daniel Persalami, and then funding for this project is from NSF and UC Riverside Experimental Station. I'll be happy to take your question. Thank you.